That is John Fogarty with Rock and Roll Girls at 21 After 5. We have a chat to Samuel Gordon-Stewart, who is a media blogger, and I'm pleased to say he's on the phone. G'day, Samuel.
G'day, Ollie. Now, why is it that every time we talk, it's hailing?
Yeah, it is hailing, exactly right. It's hailing here in Sutherland at the moment. How's it feeling in Canberra?
Raining on and off, not hailing here, but I heard you mentioning earlier that it was hailing up there, so... just seems to happen every time we talk.
Yeah, it does. Maybe it's a sign that when we talk, it decides to hail. But it's a mix of conditions up here in Sydney today. We woke up and I thought it was almost freezing. and the rest of this week, it's going to be sort of, you know, just high teens this week. So it's not too warm this week.
Yes, well, welcome to Canberra temperatures.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't like to be there, but you are. But hot in summer, cold in winter. Now, tell us, the NRL Grand Final was on this weekend. The coverage, there's a little bit of conjecture down there in Melbourne.
Yeah, when we spoke a month or so back while I was in Deniliquin, the AFL Grand Finals were on, and I was quite filled with praise for Channel 9's coverage of rugby league finals as opposed to the way 7 and 10 handle the AFL finals. I'm going to have to eat my words a little bit because on the weekend, of course, we had Parramatta and Melbourne in the NRL Grand Final. Channel 9 broadcasted live into Melbourne, as you would expect.
Yeah.
But moments after the game finished, they decided, well, we've had enough of this, we're going to the news.
So they just immediately finished the broadcast and straight to the news?
Yep, didn't stick around for the interviews or anything. I was listening to the radio coverage, which incidentally a Melbourne station, SEN, their sport broadcaster, picked up 2GB's call of the game mm-hmm. because it was Melbourne. Mm. And there were a number of people writing into them saying, this is outrageous, Channel 9 just don't care.
It sure is outrageous. They're trying to grow the game there in Melbourne. They got close to a million viewers, I think, in Melbourne anyway. And you'd like I would assume, you know, once you see the grand final, you like to see the aftermath and the people celebrating. Then it's an odd programming decision to be switching straight off to the news. But I guess they were a little scared of everyone jumping over to Channel 7.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Channel 9 were, however, in charge of proceedings after the match as well. They dictated to the NRL when the presentations would be made, so they could very easily have just made a special announcement to Melbourne viewers if they wanted to. Well, this is the man of the match, and then gone to the news, but they didn't even do that.
No, exactly right. You'd think that they would have preferred to have, you know, given the Melbourne public a little bit more coverage, because Melbourne won the game. The Melbourne public would be quite interested in seeing their team celebrate and, you know, receive the NRL Telstra Premiership.
You would think so.
But that's not all that's on your mind this week, Samuel.
That's right. Emergency broadcasts in Victoria. This has been a topic that's come up since the tragic bushfires earlier this year. Mm. I just don't get this. The ABC are treated as the official emergency broadcaster. And the Victorian government have seen a problem with this because, quite frankly, information just didn't get out there as well as it should have. And now they're trying to negotiate with the commercial radio sector, and I don't know if they're trying to negotiate with the community radio sector at all, but they've basically come out and said that, well, the commercial radio sector just won't reach this understanding with us that they need to broadcast emergency information. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Commercial and community radio are required by law to broadcast emergency information.
Yeah, exactly right. Have you had any or heard any of these advertisements the New South Wales government are running on commercial radio at the moment with this kind of siren, saying if you hear this siren, it means that there's a bushfire coming. But if you hear that siren and you're in Canberra, or on the outskirts of the ACC, and you hear that means a bushfire is coming, where's it coming from and who's it going to be affecting? We could be creating chaos.
Yeah, so that's another strange thing, actually. It's called the Standard Emergency Warning Signal. Now, as far as I know, it's been in place for years. It's definitely been in place in Canberra for years. It was used during the 2003 bushfires and before that the 2001 bushfires here in Canberra. And the way it works, effectively, stations receive official emergency information from the officials. and they go into full emergency mode. They start playing this emergency siren to grab people's attention, mm-hmm. and they basically turn into rolling coverage of the unfolding emergency. And this actually does tie in with what's happening in Victoria, because in Victoria, the officials are who failed the public, not the broadcasters. The officials were a long way behind on getting the information out there. The community stations in particular, in the more rural areas, had people on the ground who had information for the listeners a long way ahead of what the officials had, and they were doing the full rolling coverage, were complete with emergency sirens, and yet, who are the officials trying to blame for the tragedy? The broadcasters.
Yeah, and exactly, you can't blame the broadcasters. Of course, it takes a long time for information to flow between media, you know, outlets before that even gets broadcast. So, yeah, it's very difficult to be finger-pointing there. And as you said, Samuel, quite rightly, the community sector and or the commercial sector in a particular venue would be, you know, they would be able to supply first-hand, on-the-scene knowledge. I believe you yourself were involved in a little bit of some of the bushfire work, or you have been in the past in bushfire work. Is that right, Samuel?
No, I haven't been directly involved in covering an emergency. Although that said, I am on the official emergency contact list for a community station in Canberra.
Okay. Right. Yep. That's where I thought I knew something about that. But, yeah, you know, if you're on the front line or, you have access to those media outlets, and, of course, we all look at, you know, where you get your news from might be different from me or from anyone else for that matter. So you can't necessarily just, you know, say this is the one and only place you can get your information from. And, you know, whether or not it's official information, there's still, you know, the information needs to still get out there.
Yeah, the Weather Bureau, for example, send a million faxes a day to a million different radio stations saying, this is the 4 p.m. weather forecast, this is the 5 a.m. weather forecast, we're sending out a sheep graziers warning for this area. I mean, it's really not that hard to get the information to the radio stations, to the TV stations, and to the newspapers.
Completely. Couldn't agree with you more there, Samuel. Thank you for talking to us once again.
No worries, Ollie. Have a good day. Enjoy the hail.
Thank you. There he is, Samuel Gordon-Stewart from Canberra, our media blogger. We'll check the news headlines next.